ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. First of all, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him for giving us the opportunity to be with you here in Arlington, Texas, with our beloved brothers here on Tazkiyat al-Islam, and they have a website, www.tazkiyat.org, not.com or not.net. And the reason why we say not.com and not.net, because some shizbiyun and some evil doors, they try to twist, they try to give. They said, "Oh, you want that tazkiyah from the brother from Arlington? Yeah, it's tazkiyah, www.tazkiyah.net." So when they get there, they find the bid'ah and innovations and all the evil. So it's not.com, it's not.net, it's not.gov. Shouldn't be. So it's that org. W-W-T-A-Z-I-Y-Z-K-A-Y-A-H. Now, Tazkiyah. Poor in spelling. That org. طيب. So we thank the brothers, after, of course, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we thank the brothers here, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them successful in spreading the da'wah al-salafiyyah in this corner of the United States of America, which is the da'wah is very much needed in this place. And also, we thank Allah also that gather us on this minhaj al-salafi, upon the book of Allah, the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon that which the companions radwanullahi alayhim they were upon, the haqq, the truth, and the sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us with strongly in the Quran, and also His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us strongly to hold on firm to it, the only path, the straight path, kitabullah wa sunnat al-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala fahmi السلف الصالح الصحابة following the understanding of السلف الصالح الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم. Of course, I'm here to share with you some of what the people of knowledge, our beloved scholars, said about these issues. Whatever it may be, the topic of the lecture, we just bring the statements of the people of knowledge. لأن الخير كل الخير في اتباعهم. The good, all good is in following the people of knowledge. And the evil, all evil, when we think that we cannot do it, or we don't have the right to take it back to them, or we don't need them, or something like this. Therefore, this brings us to the topic of today, which is the dangers of belittling the inheritors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So before that, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will mention briefly some of the ahadith, some of the texts from the Quran and from the Sunnah relevant to the makana and the position of Ahlul Ilm, those who are the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال تعالى قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, are they equal, those who know and those who don't know? وقال تعالى يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. Allah will raise levels, those who believe amongst you and those who will granted knowledge levels. وفي الصحيح وفي ما رواه أبو داود في سننه والإمام الترمذي كذلك أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. وإن الملائكة لتضع أجنحتها لطالب العلم رضا بما يصنع فيه. وإن العالم ليستغفر له من في السماوات والأرض حتى الحيتان في الماء. وفضل العابد على العالم كفضل القمر على سائر الكواكب. وهذا هو الشاهد من الحديث. وإن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء. وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما، وإنما ورثوا العلم، فمن أخذه أخذ بحظ وافر. In this hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever follow a road or a path to seek knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an easy way for him to the Jannah. And verily that the angels, they know their wings, because they are for the student of knowledge, because they are pleased with that which he's doing. And verily, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the scholar, all that which in the heavens and the earth, they ask forgiveness. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the one who is seeking knowledge, to the scholar. Even the fish in the deep oceans. And the superiority of the scholar over the worshipper is the like the superiority of the moon over all the other stars. And then here is the shahid. There is that which the portion of this hadith that is related to this matter. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the end of this hadith, he said, and verily that the scholars, they are the inheritors of the prophets. And that the prophets, they didn't leave behind no dirham, no dinar, no currency, no money, no wealth. Rather, that which they left behind is knowledge. And whoever take it, indeed, he take a great fortune. فَهَذَا فِي فَضْلِ الْعِلْمِ وَأَهْلِهِ فَمِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَحَادِيثِ مِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ وَالْآيَتَيْنِ يَتَّضِحْ مَكَانَةْ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. From this hadith to two hadith and the ayah, it is shown clearly the makana of Ahlul Ilm, the makana of the people of knowledge in Al-Islam. And we see inshaAllah ta'ala with the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Hadi Al-Madkhali, حفظه الله تعالى, mentioned in his book Al-Iqna'u bimaja'an a'immat al-da'wa min al-aqwali fil-ittiba', meaning that we have to be satisfied when regard to giving proofs related to al-ittiba, related to following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim, following the people of knowledge, since they are the inheritors of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال باب في وجوب احترام الأئمة الأربعة وغيرهم من أهل العلم والاستفادة من علومهم. A chapter pertaining to have respect to the four imams and to the people of knowledge, the scholars, and to benefit from their knowledge. قال إن احترام العلماء واجب أوجبه الله سبحانه وتعالى. He said to respect the people of knowledge is an obligation from Allah سبحانه وتعالى to all of us. على لسان رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم, upon the tongue of his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقد ثبت عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال في الحديث الذي خرجه الإمام أحمد في المسند, ليس منا من لم يجل كبيرنا ويرحم صغيرنا ويعرف لعالمنا حقه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, this hadith that is collected by Imam Ahmad in his musnad, it is not from us, the one who does not respect our elder and have mercy upon our youth and young people and does not recognize the favors and the rights that the people of knowledge has over us. That's the shahid. And it is not one of us, the one who does not know and recognize the haqq and the rights that the scholars have over us. قال الشيخ فمحبة العلماء الشرع دين يدان الله به. Loving the scholars, the people of knowledge, is a part of this religion. Is a form of worship, that how we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه كما في وصيته المشهورة. علي بن أبي طالب, the fourth Khalifa of Muslimin, he mentioned as in his last testament, ومحبة العالم دين يدان بها. Loving and having love for the scholar It is a form of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh, he mentioned the statement of Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah ta'ala when he said, explaining the statement of Ali ibn Abi Talib, قال, ذَاكَ لِأَنَّ الْعِلْمَ مِرَاثُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Why? The ulama have this makana, this position, and this status. He said, because the knowledge is the inheritor, is the inheritance of the prophets. That which they left behind as inheritance is knowledge. وَالْعُلَمَاءُ وَرَثَتُهُمْ. And the only people that are going to give that inheritance, those who are worthy of that inheritance, they should be the inheritors. And they are, as described in the hadith, they are the scholars. فَمَحَبَّةُ الْعِلْمِ وَأَهْلِهِ مَحَبَّةُ لِمِرَاتِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَرَثَتِهِمْ. And then the Shaykh said, love for knowledge and the scholars is actually love for the inheritance and the love for the prophets. وَبُغْدُ الْعِلْمِ بُغْدُ لِمِرَاتِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَرَثَتِهِمْ. And whoever hates knowledge, in actuality he hates the inheritance that the prophets they left behind, and by that he hates their inheritance, which are the scholars. And when he said, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim, wa yuhibbu kulla alim. And he loves the people that have knowledge and seek knowledge. Wa innama yada'u ilmahu 'inda man yuhibbu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed this grace and this favor of knowledge only with those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Those who granted knowledge, it is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّ الْعِلْمَ وَأَهْلَهُ فَقَدْ أَحَبَّ مَا أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهِ. Therefore he said this beautiful statement, Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, whoever loves knowledge and the people of knowledge, indeed he is loving that which Allah loves. Whoever loves knowledge and the people of knowledge, he actually loves that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And then we go straight to the point, to the dangers of belittling the inheritance of the prophets. And this, of course, will require from us to mention certain people that they are behind this movement and who they are and under what banner they're doing this and they're pushing this evil, wal'iyadu billah. So the Shaykh, he said, وَعْلَمْ أَخِي طَالِبَ الْعِلْمِ وَفَقَنِ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُ لِمَرْضَاتِهِ وَجَعَلْنَا مِمَّنْ يَخْشَاهُ وَيَتَّقِيهِ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ أَنَّ لُحُومَ الْعُلَمَاءِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْمُومَةً. He said, my dear beloved brother, and also the sisters that are included in this, O you who student of knowledge, who seeking the knowledge, seeking the truth, may Allah grant us success and you to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah make us from those who fear Him and the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be feared. You should know that the flesh of the scholars are poison. That the flesh of the scholars are the poison. And I may add something, this is a translated note, so we have to change our diet. Since this flesh is poison, so we need to change our diet and don't eat the flesh of the scholars, barakallahu feekum. Then the Shaykh continued, said, لأن الوقيع فيهم بما هم منه بلاء أمره عظيم. Because to ascribe to them, to the scholars that which they are innocent from and of, it is something that is not easy. This is something that is an evil. والتناول لأعراضهم بالزور والافتراء مرتع وخيم. And whoever mention them or mention their honors and with names and with evil based on falsehood and lies, really it is someone that he is putting himself in a severe and evil place. And then he brought the statement of Al-Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi rahimahullah ta'ala, who said, وعلماء السلف من السابقين ومن بعدهم من التابعين أهل الخبر والأثر وأهل الفقه والنظر لا يذكرون إلا بالجميل ومن ذكرهم بالسوء فهو على غير السبيل. He said that the scholars of the Salaf, from those first generations, and those, meaning the companions, and those who follow them amongst the tabi'een, the people of al-khabar, of the narrations and the athar, those who informed us about this deen. We knew our deen through them, through their narrations. Wa ahlul fiqh wa nadar, and also the people of fiqh, clear understanding and correct understanding. La yudkaruna illa bil jameel. They should not be mentioned except with that which is good. For all their efforts, their sacrifices, preserve this deen for us, because one of the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved the deen, the book of Allah, the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is through the companions. Because they strive hard, and they made sacrifices, and to learn this deen, and they pass it on, and they disseminate it to the tabi'un, their students, and themselves. They worked hard, and they strive hard, they made sacrifices, and they preserved this deen. They refuted the people of innovation, the people of innovation and bid'ah, and dalalat and misguidance. So we, me and you, and people all over the world, and a generation to come, insha'Allah ta'ala, they will read the Qur'an as it was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will hear a hadith as the companions hear it from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are people that went through all what they went through. They should not be mentioned, except with good. Except with good. Because whoever mentioned them with otherwise, now with good, certainly he will not be on a sabir. Certainly he will not be on the right path. So therefore, ya ikhwan, this is a very important reminder for all of us. For all of us to follow the statements of the people of knowledge. The like of the statements of Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim Al-Jawziyah, and the statement of Al-Imam Al-Tahawi, and the statement of Shaykh Muhammad Ibn Hadi Al-Wadi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, in loving our scholars and defending them, every one of us according to his ability. When some of the people of innovation, they may try to defame them, they may try to talk bad about them, or bring some issues or doubtful matters pertaining to the people of our knowledge. And pertaining to this point, inshallah ta'ala, we go to the book of Shaykh Fawzi Al-Athari, hafidahullah ta'ala, Al-Azhar Al-Manthurah, bi tabyin anna ahl al-hadith hum al-firqa al-najiyah wa ta'ifa al-mansura. This is a very, very, very important and beneficial book pertaining to, he brings all the athar and the narrations that shows that the people of hadith, the scholars of the hadith, they are actually the saved sect and the victorious group. In page 188, that which is we want and relevant to the topic, he said, ذِكْرُ أَنَّ مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَهْلَ الْحَدِيثِ قَدِيمًا وَحَدِيثًا فَهُوَ أَثَرِيٌّ سُنِّيٌّ وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَ أَهْلَ الْحَدِيثِ قَدِيمًا وَحَدِيثًا فَهُوَ حِزْبِيٌّ مُبْتَدِعٌ. He said in this chapter, whoever mentioned with good and love the people of al-hadith, and they are the scholars of this deen, قَدِيمًا وَحَدِيثًا, in the previous times and in the contemporary times, فَهُوَ أَثَرِيٌّ سُنِّيٌّ. Whoever loves the scholars, especially the people of the hadith, he is an athari, he follows the narration, and he is a sunni, he is upon the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ أَبْغَدَ أَهْلَ الْحَدِيثِ. And in likewise, in the other hand, whoever show enmity and hate the people of hadith, the scholars, whether they may be from their first generations, the early generations, or these days, or any given time, فَهُوَ حِزْبِيٌّ مُبْتَدِعٌ. He is a Hizbi and he is an innovator. And then the Shaykh Fawzi Hafidahullah Ta'ala, he brought a number of statements of the people of knowledge. He said, قَالَ قُتَيْبَ بْنُ سَعِيدٍ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلَ يُحِبُّ أَهْلِ الْحَدِيثِ فَإِنَّهُ عَلَى السُّنَّةِ وَمَنْ خَالَفَ هَذَا فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ مُبْتَدِعٌ. أَثَرٌ صَحِيحٌ أَخْرَجَهُ الْخَطِيبُ الْبَغْدَادِي فِي شَرَفِ أَصْحَابِ الْحَدِيثِ وَالصَّابُونِ بِالْإِعْتِقَادِ وَاللَّالِكَائِ فِي الْإِعْتِقَادِ مِنْ طُرُقٍ عَنْ قُتَيْبَ بِهِ. He said that if you see a man love the people of hadith and love the scholars, know that he is upon the sunnah. You want to know? This is a test. You want to know someone is in the sunnah or not? If he loves the people of hadith, he loves the scholars,
He loves the life. If you mention, for example, the lives of Shaykh Ibn Baz, the names of Imam Al-Albani, you mention Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, you mention Shaykh Rabi', Shaykh Fawzan, Shaykh Majmi, Shaykh Zayd bin Hadi, Shaykh Muhammad Aman Al-Jami, Shaykh Ubayd, and the list is long, ya ikhwan, just for the lack of the time, we're not restricting their names to this. The people of knowledge are many, walhamdulillahi ta'ala, of these times. If you mention these names, one of them, and he loves them, and you may see the expression in his face, and he loves them, you know he's in the sunnah. You know he's in the sunnah, insha'Allah ta'ala. وَمَنْ خَالَفَ هَذَا فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ مُبْتَدِعٌ. And whoever opposes this, you know that he is an innovator, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. وَقَالَ أَبُو حَاتِمَ الرَّازِي رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Abu Hatim al-Razi, he said, عَلَامَةُ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ الْوَقِيعَةُ فِي أَهْلِ الْأَثَرِ. One of the signs of the people of innovation, that they talk bad about the people of knowledge, the scholars, especially the people of Athar, the narration, those who bring us the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَعَلَامَةُ الزَّنَادِقَةُ تَسْمِيَتُهُمْ أَهْلُ الْأَثَرِ حَشَوِيَّةُ. And also the signs of the heretic, the zanadiqa, is that they give these names to the people of knowledge, the Hashawiyya, meaning they are concerned only pertaining to some of matters of his deen, and they don't get to the main, that which is the people needed, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. يُرِيدُونَ إِبْطَالَ الْأَثَرِ. By this, they want to exterminate the authors and the narrations. وَعَلَامَةُ الْجَهْمِيَّةِ تَسْمِيَةُ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ مُشَبِّهَا. And the signs of the Jahmiyyah, the deviant sect, Al-Jahmi, that the people of knowledge, they pass takfir on them. They said they are not even from the 72 sects, as the brother Akir Walker, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, previously, was mentioning that the 72 sects from the 73, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, they are in a fire. They are from Ahlul Islam. They are from the people of Al-Islam. But Al-Jahmiyyah wal-Iyadu Billah, we heard many of the people of knowledge. Recently, I heard a tape of Shaykh Ubayd al-Jabiri, Hafidahullah Ta'ala, and the name of that tape, حقيقة التميّع, ضد المنهج السلفي. The evil and the reality of tamyi', which is another lecture probably we may give later on, inshallah, in a day, this afternoon, or maybe in the evening. The reality of a tamyi' against the minhaj, and the crime of a tamyi' against the minhaj of a salaf. The minhaj of as-salaf, the minhaj of the truth. So Shaykh Ubayd al-Jabir, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he said, actually the Jahmiyyah, they are not from the 72 sects. They are kuffar wal-iyadu billah. Look what they say. They said that the Ahl Sunnah mushabbiha. They make tashbih by ascribing attributes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make tashbih and they resemble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the attributes to Allah, to the attributes of the human beings, wal-iyadu billah. وعلامة القدرية تسميتهم أهل الأثر مجبرة. If you want to know one of the signs of القدرية, another deviant sect, they said that أهل الحديث, the people of knowledge, especially of the narration, they say they are مجبرة. Meaning they talks about against them, because then they said that one of their belief that people are being forced, people are being forced to do the evil والعياد بالله. Because يقولون أن المرأة مسير ليس مخير. That people have no choice and no مشيئة and no will whatsoever in pertaining to their actions. Rather they've been forced. So for example, they give an excuse to the fornicator to go and fornicate. Because if you tell him, this is haram, this is fahisha, this is evil, this is a major sin. He say, no, Allah decreed this on me. Don't you know the hadith, the authentic hadith when the Prophet ﷺ said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows what happened or decreed all the things and the measures of all the things before he created the heavens and the earth 50,000 years. See, before the creation of the heavens and the earth. La shakka hada hadithun thabit. This is the hadith that is authentic, but kalimatu haqqin urida biha batil. It's the truth, but they want with it the evil. And the same way when you see someone drinking alcohol or smoking their reefer or whatever, getting high, you say, this is not from the deen. This is haram. He says, subhanAllah, I know that. But I was forced to do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forced me to do it. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. لَكِنْ الْمَشِيئَ نَوْعَانْ. As the people of knowledge, and we hope that it's not going to take us away from the contest of the subject. We stop here, inshaAllah ta'ala. That the mashi'ah is two types. This is the Mashi'ah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huh? That's the Mashi'ah, the supreme will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will occur, nothing will happen, nobody will do nothing. Huh? Or nothing will escape from the knowledge of Allah and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His qadr is two types, kawni wa shar'i. The qadr of Allah is a destinative and legislative. That which is legislative, Allah sent to us the messengers and sent to us the book, sent to us the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that show us this is haram, stay away from it. This is halal, take it. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you with, take it. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you to stay away from, stay away from. So therefore no one have excuse actually. Huh? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whatever you want to will or do something is, that depends on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually people, they do have a choice to choose between the falsehood and the truth, between the sunnah and the bid'ah, between Islam and disbelief, huh? Between the haqq and the batil. So therefore, the people of the Qadariyya, they were innovators for their points. And then enter the end of that. So barakallahu fikum. قال أبو عثمان الصابوني في الاعتقاد وكذلك المبتدع أخذ لهم الله أقسم القول في حملة أخباره ونقلة أثاره ورواة حديثه المقتدين به المهتدين بسنته المعروفين بأصحاب الحديث. He said likewise, those مبتدع, the innovators, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgrace them and defame them, huh? They went and spread many rumors and narrations and against the people of knowledge, against those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved His deen by their efforts, by them disseminating the athar and the narrations, those who are guided and follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the people of knowledge, the people of al-hadith. فَسَمَّاهُمْ بَعْدُهُمْ حَشَوِيَّا وَبَعْدُهُمْ مُشَبِّهًا. Some of them, they call them many evil names, that they don't know the reality of this deen, rather that which they know is the menstruations, or they have knowledge only about the menses of the women, or that all what they know is when the month come in and when the month come out. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. He said, وَأَصْحَابُ الْحَدِيثِ عِسَامَةٌ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْمَعَايِبِ بَرِئَةٌ زَكِيَّةٌ مَقِيَّةٌ. And he said that the people of hadith, those people of narration, that preserve this deen and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are free and innocent of all that which is being ascribed to them from these heinous and despicable crimes, wal-iyadu billah. Rather, they are pure and they are clean of all these things. فَفِي هَذِهِ الْأَثَارِ Barakallahu fikum, in this athar and these narrations, a clear proof, that the people of knowledge, they are the one worthy for us or from us to follow them. As opposed to the people of innovation, one of their signs, as the people of knowledge they mention, one of their signs that they speak bad about the people of knowledge. They backbite them. They command the people or they spread the rumors not to listen to them, not to follow the people, especially the scholars of these days, the scholars of Saudi Arabia. They said they don't know the fiqh al-waqi'. They don't know the current affairs. They have no knowledge of that. They're not here. And you have one guy, an example, a live example, close to you, brothers. You may smell his bid'ah from here, 20 miles. Walid al-Basyuni, ad-dall al-khabith al-mubtadi'. Walid al-Basyuni, anybody has any doubt about him? Khabith. He's evil, and his bid'ah stinks. He smells it too, but he doesn't like it. They don't like cleanliness. They don't like purification, that which the Prophet ﷺ came with, that which the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim were upon. They like to love and stinkiness and all that things and the filth. So that's the example. And not too far from there is another guy. You know him, Al-Jibali, Al-Jibali. One time he was around the da'wah, but now, wal-iyadu billah, he working against the da'wah. Working against the da'wah, against the people of knowledge. His name is Al-Jibali, Muhammad Al-Jibali. Muhammad Al-Jibali, I heard him like on Fridays, he be selling his books in front of the center or whatever down here, mashallah. So these are the people that train to defame the image of the people of knowledge. SubhanAllah, how they can do that? Huh? People that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised them levels. They cannot reach those levels. Huh? To defame them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised the scholars' level. Because they, for that, the sacrifice, and for the time that they put toward preserving the deen of Al-Islam, preserving the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what we say to these people, اخسأوا, اخسأوا أيها الأنبال, أيها الزبناء. We say to them, go back to your caves and go back to your holes and hide with your bid'ah and your innovation, because you're not going to cause no harm to the people of knowledge. That's why the importance of us knowing our scholars. As the brother Abu Aki Walker, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, mentioned yesterday in a khutbah of Al-Jum'ah, the importance and the obligation of knowing who the scholars are. So we don't confuse Qardawi for Ibn Baz, wal-iyadu billah. Huh? We don't misuse and confuse the Yusuf al-Qardawi, al-Dal al-Mubtadi' al-Kalb al-Awi, or Shaykh Muhammad Muqbil ibn Hadi, rahimahullah ta'ala, mention him. Huh? We don't confuse him. We don't, because a lot of people, they still think that Yusuf al-Qardawi is a Shaykh and Mufti. Huh? He's Shaykh in Bid'ah, yes, inshaAllah ta'ala. Huh? Shaykh in Dalala and his misguidance. لكن هو ليس شيخ بالسنة ولا بالإسلام والعياذ بالله. He need to go and sit back and take the advice of the many of the people of knowledge to go and sit with the people of knowledge and learn إن شاء الله تعالى the أصول. Huh? To learn the أصول والعياذ بالله. And not to confuse سلمان العودة and صفر الحوالي and عرعور and المغراوي الكذاب. The Moroccan guy. Huh? See, I'm from Morocco, but that shows it is not Hizbiyya, inshaAllah ta'ala. He's from Morocco, but he's a dal, mubtadi', innovator. He thinks in his innovation also. I cannot smell it from here. Morocco is too far, mashaAllah. The water, you know. But we know it. And many of the people of Dalala, the people of bid'ah and innovation. Likewise, those people that call themselves students of knowledge in the West, the like of Walid al-Basyuni, Muhammad al-Jibali, Wat-Tamimi, Zayd Shakir, Hamza Yusuf, Bilal Phillips, not Bilal Davis, our brother from UK, right? Bilal Phillips, not Bilal Davis. Huh? Because our Bilal Davis, نحسبوه كذلك, inshallah, على الجادة وعلى السلفية. Huh? And Tamimi, and many, many others. Huh? طيب. So we don't confuse them. So we need to know who are our scholars, ya ikhwan. So we love them, we respect them, because the good or good is sticking with them, and the evil or evil is to confuse them or to mistake them for those innovators, the like of the people that we mentioned. And we go to the book of our eminent Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, a Shaykh, Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, hadha al-kitab al-qayyim, kitab al-ilm, the book of knowledge, walhamdulillah ta'ala. We gave some classes from this, alhamdulillah, like a couple years ago, for the importance of this book. But the Shaykh, he was asked different questions pertaining to this. In 5 or 6 places in this book, the Shaykh, he was mentioned the importance of the people of knowledge, and whoever talks bad the people of knowledge, he is from the people of innovation. So we go to the page number 220 in Kitab al-Ilm. And the Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, which is one of the a'lam, one of the main scholars these days, Shaykh Muhammad Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, who died a couple years ago, maybe 3 years ago, exactly, inshaAllah ta'ala, right after the death of Shaykh al-Albani and Shaykh ibn Baz, rahimahumallah ta'ala, is one of the main scholars of these days. He was asked this question, ما رأي فضيلتكم في من صار ديدنهم تجريح العلماء وتنفير الناس عنهم والتحذير منهم هل هذا عمل شرعي يثاب عليه أو يعاقب عليه؟ So of course, one of the means of understanding the answer is to understand the question. So pay attention, barakallahu fikum. And I hope that 10-15 minutes pass, right? Because the reality, and most of the people, they need like 10-15-20 minutes to get into the lecture. Huh? That's been the case, right? That's why Abu Muhammad told me that. That's why you see a lot of times people, they ask questions pertaining to what happened and the Shaykh talks about in the first 10 minutes. Because people are still looking for their notebook, they're still looking for like getting you know, comfortable, and they miss a lot of knowledge. We need to get comfortable, we need to come 20 minutes before the Shaykh.
Tries to get suitable and free ourselves from everything, from bills, from all the dunya, all that what happened last night, or what happened on the road, all this, and get ready to get some knowledge, insha'Allah ta'ala. So he said, the question said, what is your opinion, your eminent Shaykh, pertaining to those people that they got no business whatsoever these days? They free themselves, because you see these mubtadi'a, they got no jobs. They free themselves to criticize and to refute the people of knowledge. They say that in their khutabs, in their classes, if they have any classes, whatever, over breakfast, on the cars, all what they talk is eating the flesh of that poison flesh of the people of knowledge. Wal-iyadu billah. He said, what is your opinion, O Shaykh, pertaining to those people that they have nothing to do now except refusing the people of knowledge and repelling the people away from them, and they warn the people against taking or not to take from them? He said, "Is this is a amal that is shar'i from the shar'a, warning against the people of knowledge, not qardaw. Like for example, warning, there are people that warn against Sheikh bin Baz, they warn against Sheikh Muqbil, they warn against Sheikh Rabi', hafidahullah ta'ala. He said, is this is something from the legislation? Is this is something, an action, that people, they will be rewarded, or actually they will be punished for doing so?" Listen carefully to the statement and the answer of Shaykh Muhammad Salih al-Zaymin, al-faqih, al-muhaddith, al-usuli, al-nahwi, baraka rahimahullah ta'ala. قال, الذي أرى أن هذا عمل محرم. He said, that which I am upon, and I see, and the way I see this, is that this is an action that is haram. It's not permissible in the deen. فإذا كان لا يجوز لإنسان أن يغتاب أخاه المؤمن وإن لم يكن عالما فكيف يسوغ له أن يغتاب إخوانه العلماء من المؤمنين. He said, if it is not permissible for a person to backbite in layman, his brother, the Muslim believer brother, who is not a scholar, he's not a student of knowledge, he's not an imam, give no classes, it is not permissible to backbite him, how is it become easy for these people to backbite the people of knowledge? The scholars, wal-iyadu billah. وَالْوَاجِبُ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَنْ يَكُفَّ لِسَانَهُ عَنِ الْغَيْبَةِ إِخْوَانِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He said, and that which is obligatory upon the Muslim is that he has to hold his, to bite on his tongue, and to hold his tongue off from backbiting and falling into slandering and backbiting his brothers from the believers. And he mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-Hujurat, the ayah number 12, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, you believe, avoid الظن, suspicion, or much of suspicion. Verily, الظن, suspicion, is an ithm, is a sin. And do not spy over one another, nor backbite one another. Would anyone of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother, and you certainly dislike it, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then the Shaykh said, وَلْيَعْلَمْ هَذَا الَّذِي ابْتُلِيَ بِهَذِهِ الْبَلْوَى أَنَّهُ إِذَا جَرَّحَ الْعَالِمِ فَسَيَكُونُ سَبَبًا فِي رَدِّ مَا يَقُولُ هَذَا الْعَالِمِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And this is the main things why it is not permissible to backbite a scholar, or to warn against him, or to say, don't take from that scholar, he's not on it. Don't take from him, he's not on it. He said, why? Because whoever now is being afflicted, مُبْتَلَى, he's afflicted with this disease, he has to know that when he refuted a scholar and warned against a scholar, that is a reason and a cause that the people, they're not going to take the haqq that comes out from the mouth of the scholar. Because somebody don't like a scholar, so he's not going to take his statements. فَيَكُونُ وَبَالُ رَدِّ الْحَقِّ وَأَدْمِعْ لَهَذَا لِدَجْرَحَ الْعَالَمِ. So now if the people, they start taking the haqq and the truth from those scholars, who will be held accountable? In the first place, that person who warned against that scholar, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. لِأَنَّ جَرْحَ الْعَالِمِ فِي الْوَاقِعِ لَيْسَ جَرْحًا شَخْصِيًّا بَلْ هُوَ جَرْحًا لِإِرْثِ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said, because the slandering and the refutation of the scholar, it is not something that is personal, you're just slandering him in his person, rather it is a slander and refutation of the inheritance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Since the scholars, they are the inheritors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
ومن قدح فيهم أو جرحهم لم يثق الناس بالعلم الذي عندهم وهو موروث عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because refuting them and warring against them, so the people, they're gonna lose interest and they're gonna trust them and they're not gonna most likely take the inheritance that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم left for the scholars.
وحينئذ لا يتقون بشيء من الشريعة التي يأتي بها هذا العالم الذي جرح.
Therefore, they be subjected to many evil and innovations simply because they don't know the haqq that came from the mouth of the scholar, because they reject it simply because they don't want to hear from the scholar.
And then the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala, he was asked in another place, and especially in the page 210, when they asked him, O Shaykh, أَعْلَى اللَّهُ دَرَجَتَهُ فِي الْمَهْدِيِّينَ عَمَّا يَحْصُلْ عَنِ الْبَعْضِ مِنَ الْبَعْضِ مِنَ الْوُقُوعِ فِي أَعْرَادِ الْعُلَمَاءِ الرَّبَّانِيِّينَ وَالْقَدْحِ فِيهِمْ وَغَيْبَتِهِمْ وَفَقَّكَمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى.
Said, Your Shaykh, you give us your opinion and your insight pertaining to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they make dua for him. My Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise him levels amongst those who were guided. Ameen. He said, what is your opinion, your insight and advices pertaining to that will happen from certain people, that they fall into slandering, backbiting the people of knowledge, and they backbite them? May Allah have mercy upon you. The Shaykh said, لا شك أن الوقوع في أهراد العلم المعروفين بالنصح ونشر العلم والدعوة إلى الله تعالى من أعظم أنواع الغيبة التي هي من كبائر الذنوب.
He said, no doubt that falling into this, meaning slandering the people of knowledge, backbiting them, refuting them, and warning against them,
because he said, it is, especially these people of knowledge, they are known with their ilm, with their knowledge, with their sincerity, giving sincere advices to the ummah, to the general ummah. He said, no doubt, and they are the one that's spreading the ilm and spreading the da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not that deviant sects of Jama'at al-Tabligh and Jama'at al-Da'wah, because they call them Jama'at al-Da'wah also. But they are the scholars, that they are, alhamdulillah, spread the true knowledge, the pure knowledge, and the da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt, however, do such thing, this is considered to be from the great kinds and types of ghiba, backbiting, which is one of the major sins, wal'iyadu billah.
And he said, and falling into this issue and backbiting and slandering the people of knowledge, it is not like backbiting the simple people and the laymen of the people. Because those who actually, the Shaykh now giving some details, some description, some characteristics of these people, so we know how evil they are. He says, because those people who dislike, actually he said, who slander the people of knowledge, they do it because they dislike them. Because they do it because they hate the scholars. And they dislike them. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And they dislike and hate that inheritance that the scholars came with. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ.
فَيَكُنُوا فِي التَّنْفِيرِ عَنْهُمْ تَنْفِيرٌ عَنْ شَرْعِ اللَّهِ. He said, because now, if they warn the people against the scholars, so actually they warn them against that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated. When they warn the people against the scholars, they warn the people against the sunnah. Because the scholars, they talk about the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they warn the people against the scholars, they warn them against following the way of a sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim. When they warn the people against the scholars, they warn them against the haqq. Because the scholars, they are following the haqq. Wal'iyadu billah. Look at the evil of these people. And where they put themselves into. Wal'iyadu billah. لأن الناس لا بد لهم من أن من أئمة يأتمون بهم. He said, because the people, it is a must for them, an obligation that they have to have a'imma, rule leaders, scholars, that they follow them. Otherwise, they're going to follow people juhal. يُدِلُّونَ النَّاسِ لَأَنَّهُمْ ضُلَّالٌ. ضُلَّالٌ مُضِلُّونَ. So if the people now, they don't follow the people of knowledge, who are they going to follow? They have to follow somebody. They got to follow somebody, even in the street. Why people fall into problems? Why a lot of brothers spend some time in jail? They just follow the leader of that place, of that blood. They gotta follow. You gotta have a leader. So now if the people now, they don't take the people of knowledge as leaders to follow them because they are the light, the nur, they are masabih al-duja,
they are the lumps of the truth. Huh? If people are going to follow them, so now they're going to follow. They have to follow somebody, and that somebody be those people of bid'ah, people of dalala, people of jahl, those people that now when they be asked, they answer with no knowledge, and they go astray and cause other people to be astray. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. We get to that narration, inshallah, later on.
قال فإما أن يكون إما يهدون بأمر الله وإما أن يكون إما يهدون إلى النار فإذا انصرف الناس عن أحد الجنسين مالوا إلى الجنس الآخر.
He said, now those people that the people may follow, whether they be from the scholars, the course of the guidance, to the path, and therefore whoever follow them will be saved, inshaAllah ta'ala, and will be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, if they follow the people of innovation, bid'ah, and hizbiyah, and tamyi', so, wal'iyadu billah, they cause them to go astray.
أعراض أمثال هؤلاء العلماء أن ينظر في عيوب نفسه فإن أول عيب يخدش به نفسه وقوعه في أعراض هؤلاء العلماء وما مع ما عنده من العيوب الأخرى التي يبرأ منها أهل العلم ويبرؤون أنفسهم من الواقعة فيه من أجلها.
He said, and the person actually in reality, and especially the one who fall into backbiting and slandering the people of knowledge, he should look at the evil and the crookedness within himself. Looking at the crookedness within himself, this is more worthy for him to rectify and to bring about the islah and to change it to good himself first, before to go and try to point out the faults of others.
And he said especially that the people of knowledge, they're never going to follow the way of these innovators expose their sins or to expose their defects, unless if it is necessary, as this is another subject for the people of knowledge, they elaborate on it, pertaining to how to deal with the opponent, al-mukhalif, if he is from Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, there is certain steps to follow, if he is from the people of innovation and bid'ah, there is some steps, this is not the time, barakallahu fikum, nor the topic of this lecture to mention that in details.
And then, ya ikhwan, we read from this book, Al-An, which is translated, inshaAllah ta'ala, the book, Hilyat Talib al-Ilm, The Etiquette of Seeking Knowledge, by the Shaykh Bakr Abu Zayd. And one of the things about this da'wah as-salafiyya is the da'wah of the haq, and to say the truth. And, وَلَا نَخَافُ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. And we don't fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the blame of no blamer. And this is pertaining to Bakr Abu Zayd. Bakr Abu Zayd. We heard the people of knowledge like Shaykh Ubayd, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, Shaykh Rabi', and Shaykh, recently Shaykh Falih Al-Harbi, that they mentioned that Zayd, Bakr Abu Zayd has mukhalafat. And he is akhwani. He got problems in the minhaj. But Shaykh Falih, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he said, he mentioned that his work, he was good. His work, and his writings and his books, they were okay. It's okay to go until one book. I forget the name of that book he mentioned. He said, whatever after that book, don't mess with it. Leave it alone because it's full of dalalat, of misguidance, praising Sayyid Qutb, defending the Ikhwan al-Mublisin, defending the Ikhwan al-Fasidun, defending the people of innovation and dalala wal-iyadu billah. Hada amru lillah. This is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is one of the books that are okay, inshaAllah ta'ala. Even this book, Shaykh Muhammad Salih Uthaymeen, he mentions some mukhalafat in this book, mashaAllah ta'ala. But that which we want to read to you, ya akhwan, some kalam that is qayyim, that the Shaykh mentioned, he said, today we are generally witnessing an Islamic awakening as we see the Muslims reuniting with their Islamic identity that they had lost for so many years. And the situation is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it by saying, as in Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, in the ayah 122, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا. Is he who is dead? And we gave him light and set for him a light whereby he can walk amongst men like him who is in the darkness, never to emerge therefrom. And the Shaykh, he wants to say, on the other hand, this person whose heart has revived by Allah, will become shocked by the unfortunate situation which the Muslim live or live in today, from being humiliated and ravaged by the enemies and by the divisions of the Islamic nation into groups and sects. Among the things that a conscious person is also shocked by is the scarcity of the real practicing scholars. Those who guide, those who have prayed, are patient in every calamity that befall them, give life to the spirituality, deed with Allah's book, and enlighten those blind with the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how their places became occupied by the Ruwaybida. The Ruwaybida, this word Ar-Ruwaybida, as he mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah ta'ala, been occupied by the Ruwaybida, who feign possessing knowledge and have little or no association with knowledge, yet they are witnesses answering questions and passing fatwas, religious verdicts, without any hesitation. And this is due to the weakness of their piety and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, causing people to be misled by their incorrect and inaccurate fatwa. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, verily Allah does not take away the knowledge by taking it away from the hearts of the people, but takes it away by the death of the scholars. Then when none of the scholars remains, people will take as their leaders ignorant persons who, when consulted, will give their verdicts without knowledge. So they will go astray and lead the people to go astray. It's narrated by Imam al-Bukhari in the Book of Knowledge. And also Imam Muslim from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. And it is as if given a fatwa in the religion has become everybody's right. Like as is being given a fatwa becomes everybody's right. And this is a crime on behalf of knowledge, the people of knowledge, and the religion of Islam, the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, we see, the Shaykh said, we see such people launching vicious attacks on the true scholars, and the reason for such behavior is pride and jealousy. That's why they're doing it. They don't do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They pride, they jealous, wal'iyadu billah, and conceit and transgression, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, the ayah 13, كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين وأنزل معهم الكتاب بالحق ليحكم بين الناس فيما اختلفوا فيه وما اختلف فيه إلا الذين أوتوه من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات بغيا بينهم فهدى الله الذين آمنوا لما اختلفوا فيه من الحق بإذنه والله يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط المستقيم. Excuse me. The translation of that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, mankind were one community, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets with glad tidings and warnings. And with them he sent down scripture in truth to judge between people in matters wherein they differed. And only those to whom the scripture was given differed concerning it, or concerning it after clear proofs had become or had come to unto them through transgression and against one another. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His leave, guided those who believed to the truth. This is very important, this is a shahid. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His leave, by His will, He guided those who believed to the truth of that wherein they differ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whom He will to the straight path. So the shaykh said some beneficial statement here. He said, Ibn Battah, al-alim, one of the Salaf, he said, Ibn Battah comment on this ayah by saying, my brethren, this is news for a people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preferred over others, meaning the scholars. Taught, gave insight into religion, and raised above others. And he denied others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala denied others, such bounties due to their what? Continuous transgression against them, against the scholar, and their jealousy for them, or of them, which lead them to oppose them, have enmity towards them, and to be in conflict with them. Hence they became too proud to be followers of those upon the truth, or to follow their example, so they become leaders in misguidance and heresy.
by turning their backs to the truth and seeking after the leadership.
كلام ابن بطة long time ago mentioned this.
What if he knows where we go through والعياذ بالله? I got a term, a slang, Ebonic, but I don't want to use it. I want to use it. Not appropriate for such lecture. But these are people, these vicious people, these vicious people that call to this Hizbiya and this leadership. Look what he said. They're doing it not only because they're jealous and they are pride and they have enmity and this, but they are seeking leadership. والعياذ بالله. He wants to be that man, like our brother Abu Sumayya said. He wants to be the one that called the shots. He wants to be the one that signs the paychecks. And he wants the one that people turn to him, brother Imam, brother so-and-so, brother so-and-so, والعياذ بالله. They want to turn people back to the 70s and 60s, to the Bilalians, and to the Wardaddin, brother Imam, brother Imam, brother this and that, والعياذ بالله, instead to connect. SubhanAllah, we're in 2003, actually, right? 2003, right? Yeah, 2003. I know it's 14/20/24, so I'm not done with that. And it's Rajab, the second or the third of Rajab, inshallah, right? That means like it's only like less than 2 months from Ramadan, right? Tayyib, so we have to prepare ourselves, inshallah ta'ala, for that. So he said, look at the deep understanding of this noble imam. Look at his deep understanding, like he's with us now. Look at the understanding and the hikmah and wisdom that Allah gave the people of knowledge. Even though they died years and hundreds of years ago, yet it's like they witnessed what we're witnessing, ya ikhwan. He said, look at the deep knowledge of this noble imam. And if you contemplate over the condition of such people today, you will reach the conclusion that the reason which caused them to stray is the love of leadership. And having a following self-delusion, having a high opinion of their own verdict until it led them to transgress against the people of knowledge and show no consideration for them or their opinions and to look down on them and throw evil accusations at them, like saying they don't have no knowledge, they don't have the knowledge of fiqh al-waqa. You gotta remember this, fiqh al-waqa, meaning the current affairs. I don't got no knowledge of the current affairs. Rather, they are scholars of dollars. They mentioned them. They said they work for Saudi Arabia and whatever, Kuwait, whatever. وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And they said they are scholars of menstruation and postnatal bleeding. That's it. وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And in the footnote they said, and this is not a new accusation. This is not like the people like Ar'ur, and Maghrawi, and Qutb, and Al-Banna, and Salman, and Safar, and Amr Khalid. And this guy, Amr Khalid, should not even be mentioned with this guy. He's just a comedian, an Egyptian, al-'iyadu billah. And now he gives fatwa and all that, al-'iyadu billah, and the people, especially the Arabs. And it's a sad thing. It's a sad thing. The Arabs, they're like, Amr Khalid, Mufti, al-'iyadu billah. Yeah, he's Mufti in misguidance and dalal and bid'ah, al-'iyadu billah. He said, this is not a new accusation. Rather, it is an old one. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stands for scholars to revive Islam, there are also Mubtadi'ah who revive the Bid'ah, wal-'iyadu billah, of their predecessors. See? The people of Ahl Sunnah, they have a Salaf al-Salih. And the people of Bid'ah, they have a Salaf al-Fasid. A Salaf al-Fasid. So the people of Ahl Sunnah, they follow Salaf al-Salih, the rightly guided and righteous predecessors. The people of Bid'ah, they follow As-Salaf al-Fasid, the corrupt predecessors, al-'iyadu billah. Even then, they call them Salaf al-Salih, but they just say that word because probably they don't know the meaning in Arabic. So he said, it was just like the people of the Sunnah, they revived the Sunnah and that which their Salaf al-Salih they were upon. The Mubtadi'ah, they revived that which the Salaf al-Fasid they were upon from innovation, al-'iyadu billah. And such narration, they were recorded by the people of Bid'ah who said that the knowledge of Abu Hanifa and the Shafi'i does not go beyond a woman's underwear. Look what they say. They're vicious. You know? And we have to know about them. The like of this is some of the statement of Al-Jahmiyyah and the Khawarij and Mu'tazila at that time, at their times. Names change, the time change, but we have forms of the Khawarij, the Mu'tazila, Sufiya, and the name change. Wasir ibn Ata, now it's Salman al-Awda, and other people, al-Mahasibi, now it's Adnan Ar'ur, and all these evil people like al-Jahm al-Safwan, you may exchange him for Yusuf al-Qardawi if you want, inshaAllah ta'ala. Names change, but these are people that call it the bid'ah and reviving it, wal-iyadu billah. So therefore you see the evil, ya ikhwan, that when the people of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they refute the people of bid'ah, they refute the people of the bid'ah. You see that sometimes? Alhamdulillah. So therefore you see that when the people of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the scholars, they refute the people of bid'ah, and some people they say, man, they shouldn't do it, we Muslims, They correct them, but they should leave alone those harsh words. A'udhu billah. Look how hard these people. These are people they want to neutralize. They bring a total abolition and neutralization to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Not just, it's not personal. It's not personal, ya ikhwan. And when they defame a scholar, actually like we mentioned, the people of knowledge, they mentioned, they defame in the inheritance. That which these people are upon, the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and the narrations of As-Salaf As-Salih Ridwanullahi Alayhi. And then here we mentioned something that the brother Abu Abdullah Al-Madani, which his name is Khalid Ibn Dahwi Al-Ghafiri, he's one of the students of knowledge. He graduates from Medina and he got his master's, inshallah. We hope, because he was studying to get his master's like 3-4 years ago, and he was one of the students of knowledge. And he remains and he stick with the people of knowledge, the like of the A'imma that died, and the like of Sheikh Rabi'a, Sheikh Ubaid, and many others. So he compiled a book named Ijma'ul Ulama. Go back to the title, inshallah. Ijma'ul Ulama ala al-Hajri wa al-Tahdhiri min Ahli al-Ahwa. The consensus of the scholars on boycotting and warning against the people of desires. Beautiful name, alhamdulillah, and a beautiful book also. So it is the consensus of the scholars of Ahl Sunnah, the consensus of the scholars on boycotting and warning against the people of desires. Of course, this book that he compiled, it has been praised by one of the three main scholars of his day. There is an introduction by Sheikh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, who recommended this book highly, and he praises it. And also there is the recommendation of Sheikh al-Walid Zayd ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, rahimahullah ta'ala. And also there is the recommendation of al-Walid, the Sheikh Ubaid ibn Abdullah al-Jabiri, Abu Abdul Aziz, hafidahullah ta'ala. And that which we want to mention from here, which is of course on the page 32, inshallah ta'ala, he said, قال الذهبي أي قال الإمام القدوة شيخ الإسلام بن سلمة حماد بن سلمة البصري is the Sheikh of Islam in his time, Abu Salama Hamad ibn Salama al-Basri, who died in the year 167 of the Hijra. قال الذهبي في ترجمته الإمام الذهبي says, when he brings the tarjama and biography of this hafid, he said, قال شيخ الإسلام أبو إسماعيل الأنصاري في الفاروق له قال أحمد بن حنبل. He said that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal mentioned this statement about Abu Salama Hamad ibn Salama al-Ansari. And we know the position of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, therefore how heavy his statement are. He said, إذا رأيت الرجل يغمز حماد بن سلمة فاتهمه على الإسلام فإنه كان شديدا على المبتدعة. He said, Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى said, if you see a man talk badly or trying to defame or accuse حماد بن سلمة, doubt his Islam. Doubt his Islam, period, والعياذ بالله. Why? He said, لِأَنَّهُ لِأَنَّ أَبُو سَلَمَ حَمَّدٍ سَلَمَ أَنْصَارِ كَانَ شَدِيدًا عَلَى الْمُبْتَدِعَةِ. He was harsh and hard and severe against the people of innovation, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And then the brother he mentioned, كَانَ السَّلَفْ رَحِمَهُمُ اللَّهِ يَعُدُّونَ الطَّعْنَ عَلَى أَهْلِ السَّنَّةِ وَالدَّابِينَ عَنْهَا مِنْ عَلَامَاتِ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ وَالضَّلَالِ. that the Salaf, Ridwanullahi alayhim, and may Allah has mercy upon them all, they used to consider slandering the one who slandered the people of Ahlul Sunnah and those who protect the Sunnah from the signs of the people of innovation and the signs of the people of bid'ah. That's it. If you hear Walid Basiuni mention Sheikh Al-Bad with something, or Sheikh Rabi'ah something, he's not from the people of knowledge. Yeah, he's too hasten. He shouldn't be speaking. Huh? You know he's a mubtada. And you don't sit with him. If you have the ability to refuel him, do it. If you don't, run away. Run. Change your zip code. Run. Run, ya akhi. Don't even stay in the zip code with that guy. Because of the evil of that innovation, wal-iyadu billah. قال بل قد يعدون الرجل من أهل البدع بمجرد طعنه عليهم. Rather he said that the people of a salaf, they consider someone to be an innovator upon innovation from the people of innovation just by slandering the people of knowledge. Slandering the people of knowledge is not something that is easy, إخوان. قال أبو زرعة رحمه الله تعالى الإمام أبو زرعة إذا رأيت الكوفي يطعن على سفيان الثوري وزائدة فلا تشك أنه رافدي. He said, أبو زرعة said, if you see a man from Kufa, this is in Iraq, from Kufa, he said, if a man from Kufa slander سفيان بن سعيد الثوري, إمام في عصره, وزائدة, another imam, فلا تشك أنه رافدي. You should have no doubt whatsoever that he is رافدي. The extreme Shi'is. That's another sect. The people of knowledge, they said, along with the Jahmiyyah, they are not from the 70th sect. They are not Muslims. بالعياذ بالله. The رافدي is not a Muslim. وإذا رأيت الشامي يطعن على مكحول والأوزاعي فلا تشك أنه من أهل البدع. And also, if you see someone from the Sham, meaning from Syria, where the Syria is now, and Palestine, and Lebanon probably too, that if you see, and Jordan, if you see someone from those places, slander, al-Imam al-Awza'i, and Imam Makhul, have no doubt he's from the people of innovation, al-Iyadu Billah. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الْخُرَسَانِ يَطْعَنُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بِنِ الْمُبَارَكِ فَلَا تَشُكَ أَنَّهُ مُرْجِمْ. And if you see someone from Khurasan, which is a Provence, I believe now is in Iran. If you see someone slandering Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, have no doubt that he's murjid. He got problems with issues of iman and belief. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ هَذِي الطَّوَائِبْ كُلَّهَا مُجْمِعَ عَلَى بُغْدِ أَحْمَدْ بْنِ حَنْبَلْ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِأَنَّهُ مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا وَفِي قَلْبِهِ مِنْهُ سَهْمٌ لَا بُرْءَ لَهُ. He said, and know for no doubt, for certainty, that all these different groups and all these groups of misguidance, they all hate the Imam Ahmad. They hate him. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ because he is upon the haqq. And the last point we will bring, inshaAllah ta'ala, from the book, Sharh al-Sunnah, by Imam al-Barbahari, is full of warning against innovation and the mubtadi'ah and those people who defame the people of knowledge. But that which Shaykh Khalid al-Raddadi, inshaAllah ta'ala, who made a tahqeer of this book, when he said, مَوْقِفُهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ. What is the stand of Al-Imam Al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala, who died in the year of 329 of the Hijrah? What is his mawqif and stand from the people of bid'ah and innovation? He said, لقد كان الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله شديدا على أهل البدع والأهواء. That Imam Al-Barbahari, Abu Muhammad Khalaf Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he was severe and harsh upon the people of innovation and the people of desires. منابذ لهم باليد واللسان. And he used to fight against them with his hand and with his tongue. وهو في هذا كله متبع لمسلك أهل السنة والجماعة في معاملة أهل البدع والأهواء. And by doing so, in his stand, he's following the way of السلف الصالح, the way of أهل السنة والجماعة, and in their way how they deal with the people of innovation and the people of desires. فقد كان رحمه الله حريصا على صفاء هذا الدين. He was, may Allah has mercy upon him, from those people that they spend many times and efforts to try to keep this deen pure and clean and clear. وَإِبْعَادِ كُلِّ مَا عَلِقَ بِهِ مِنَ الْبِدْعِ وَالْأَهْوَاءِ. And to try to wipe away and erase away and cleanse out all that one may be ascribed to this deen from innovations and from desires, the like of التَّجَهُمْ وَالْإِعْتِزَالِ والتمشعر والتصوف والتشيع والترفض. تجاههم من الجهمية أن الاعتزال من السكس والمعتزلة، والتمشعر من الأشاعرة، والتصوف من الصوفية، والتشيع الشيعة، والترفض الرافضة. He said, so we see him in his book, he won against the people of innovation, he won against the innovation, he don't just won against the big innovation and the little one, that is just a little innovation, don't worry about it, he's going to wipe away with storms and with tornadoes and hurricanes, especially in this place, you got tornadoes and hurricanes, right? But guess what? Tornadoes and hurricanes take houses, take tracks, big tracks, huh? Don't take innovations, ikhwan. Huh? Don't take innovations. The innovation is taken away by the people of knowledge. Those people, they are the hurricanes against the innovation. They are the tornadoes and the storms. Huh? The stormy night is when Sheikh Rabi' rahimahullah ta'ala wa hafidahullah warned against someone. That's the tornado for those guys. They live in tornadoes, like the like of Jibali and the like of Walid Basyunis. They have to deal with two tornadoes, ikhwan. The tornadoes of the by nature and the tornadoes of the people of knowledge. وفقني الله وإياكم بما فيه الخير هذا والله أعلى وأعلم. And in the end, inshallah ta'ala, we advise you and everyone, inshallah ta'ala, to hold on to the sunnah, to the way of the Salaf al-Salih, ridwanullah alayhim, to make effort to know our beloved scholars, so we can love them, and we don't take no statements and no evil from anyone who tried to defame them, and so we can inshallah ta'ala worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala basira based on guidance. Hada wallahu a'la wa a'lam, sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad ala alihi wa sahbihi, sallam al-sallim al-kathir, ma'am.